Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, of Hilchos Malachim, based on the Be'er Miriam, where Rabbi Agon HaGadol with Rabbi Tzachman. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marvi Marasi Sheyichyu. So in the previous shiurim, we've had about five of them. We asked many, many kashas. So now we will continue and hopefully la'at see some light in our sugya. There's so much to say. The Rambam in the 6th Perek of Hilchos Malachim Beis that we mentioned earlier says that if somebody's father tells him to be over al divrei Torah, he shouldn't listen to him no matter what, even b'mitzvos derabbanan. However, the Rambam himself in Hilchos Gzeila ve'aveda in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yutes, when his father said to him, al tachzir, don't return that aveda, then he should not listen to him, because the assay of kibud av va'aim is not doiche the essay and the los assay of a Shabbos Aveda. Shabbos Aveda is an assay and a los assay. So the essay of kibud av va'aim is not doiche the essay and the los assay of a Shabbos Aveda. So you see from the Rambam that if not for the fact that Shabbos Aveda had not only a los assay but also an assay, it would have been doiche. It's only because it has both an assay and a los assay that it's not doicha. But if it would just be a los assay, it's mashmin the Rambam, it would be doicha. The kibud av aim would be doicha. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim that afilu los assay shel divrayim, even a derabbanan dika los assay, kibud av aim is not doicha. So how do you figure? So the drishan chayshin mishpat and reish samach vav, the minchas chinuch and mitzvah tof kuf lamed tes wrote that the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila v'Aveda is talking about where the father told him to bring gozalos, and because of this he is going to be mevatel Hashabbos Aveda. In other words, the father says to him that I want you to bring me these birds. The father asks him to go on some mission, some errand for him, and because he goes on this errand, then he's going to be mevatel the mitzvah of Hashabbos Aveda. Don't do b'meishiv the Aveda, go bring me gozalos. So there, Hashabbos Aveda is only pushed off because it has an assay and a los assay. However, Masha'en Kein Vilchus Mamrim, there the Rambam is talking about where he told him to be over al divrei Torah, shelo lahana aso. There it's not lahanasa abba, but it's not for the father's benefit or pleasure that the son be over on divrei Torah. So there it's not even doicha and iser derabbanan. So when if it's for the father's benefit, then it is, then it's only not doicha, an essay and a los assay. That's what it's talking about Shabbos Aveda. But when in Hilchos Mamrim, it's talking about where the father isn't telling the son to do anything on behalf of the father. He just doesn't want him to, he just wants him to be over al divrei Torah there, even the Rabbanan. You can't be over if your father tells you. But sof tzarech iyun, you have to understand. Because we see from this that the Shmoa b'kol Aviv, is included in the mitzvah's essay of kibud. Otherwise, even shelo b'makom iser, you wouldn't have to listen to him. Why don't you have to listen to your father? Because it's b'makom iser. But if it wouldn't be b'makom iser, then you would have to listen to your father. So l'shmo b'kol aviv is included in the mitzvah's essay of kibud. And therefore, the only reason you don't listen to him is it is b'mkom iser. And since kibud av va'aim is doicha, even a surin, as long as it's not against an asay, as is mashma in the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila v'Aveda. Why then did the Rambam write in Mamrim that it's not docha, listening to your father is not docha, nisa derabbanan? So what the Achronim wanted to say was, the reason it's not docha, nisa derabbanan, is because it's not for the father's benefit. Yeah, but it's obviously part of the mitzvah of kibud, to listen to your father even if it's not for his benefit. Because otherwise, Even if it's Shalom Makom Misra, you don't have to listen to him. But if Shalom Makom Misra, you do have to listen to him. Elamai, so what must it be? It must be that it is a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, kibud avim. So why then is it in Dochen is Durabanan, as long as it's not an essay also? It's also shver that the Rambam writes in Ochaz Mamrim that the reason it's not Doche, the reason that the father's command of the son, when the father tells the son to run this errand for him, the reason it's not Doche is because of Ani Hashem. Like the lesson of the Rambam, Mi Sha'amar lo Aviv Lavral divrei Torah Bein Sha'amar lo Lavral mitzvus Lo seseo levatel mitzvus ase Afilu shel divreihem Areza lo yishma lo Shenemar ish imo b'viv tiro V'shob seses shel tishmaru Kulchem chayavim b'chvodi. That's the lashon of the Rambam. And how does that pasuk end off? It ends off Ani Hashem. So I am Hashem. You're both Chayim and my kavod. Es shabsosai tishmaru. Ishimo viv tiro shosai tishmaru ni Hashem. So you're both Chayim and my kavod. So when there's a clash between kibud avim and listening to Hashem, you have to listen to Hashem. It's mashma that the Rambam holds that there is a hafka here in the parish of kibud avim that it doesn't work. It doesn't take effect. It's not obligatory if it's against Tzivui Hashem. And if so, why? What is the reason that it would be Doche HaShabbos HaVeda if not for the fact that HaShabbos HaVeda was a mitzvah sese? Self, Hufka Kibud Av from the Pasuk of Ani Hashem. The mitzvah of Kibud Av is precluded, is excluded, because of the pasuk of Ani Hashem. It can't clash with the will of Hashem. So if that's the case with the mitzvah of Hashem, so why, by HaShabbos HaVeda, if not for the fact that there was also a mitzvah asay, involved, it would have been doche? Why would it have been doche? There's a hafka of kibud avim when it comes to tzivui Hashem, when it's neged tzivui Hashem. So this is discussed by Hagaon Rav Mordechai Manzatzal in his Sefer Divrei Mordechai in Kedushin Siman Yud Zayin. And we also have to understand that in the Sugya and Yevamis, the Vav Amar Aleph that brings the Braisa of Al Tachzir, where the father tells the son not to be Machzir the Aveda, and it also brings from Shchokli Basheli, the father tells the son that I want you to shecht for me and I want you to cook for me. As the Gemara says, that the father says to the son, Yochel Amar lo Aviv Hitame Osh Amar lo Al Tachzir Yochel Yishmalo. I might think that you should listen to him when he says to the Kohen to become Tame, or he says don't be master of the Aveda. Tamalom Rishim Aviv Tiro Kulchem Chavim Lechvodi. So you're all obligated in my honor. Earlier on in the Gemara, it says, it's on Hamlet Bays, Yachel Gehe Kibud Avim Doich HaShabbos Tamalom Yishu Bavitro Kulchem Chev Mechvodi My Lav the Amrlei Shchot Li Basheli. Is this not talking about a case where he says that you should shecht for me? you should cook for me. So, what are we talking about here? If he says shecht for me or cook for me on Shabbos, we're talking about where it's letzarech ha'av, where it's for the father's needs. And on this we say ledas hatosfis, as we've seen in previous shiurim, or we saw in a previous shiur, that this is a hechsher mitzvah. Shchotli and basheli, when he says to cook for me, that's not the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is to actually feed him. Give him the food, serve him the food. But the cooking is only a hechsher mitzvah. And it's not even doche alos hase, since it's only a hechsher mitzvah, like the Gemara says. And Tosus understands the hechsher mitzvah is that it's not the actual mitzvah itself. Rashi, as we saw, had a different shot. So why then does the Rambam have to learn that it's not doche Shabbos Aveda, mitzvah esse velos hase? He could just say pashut, that it's talking about a hechsher mitzvah, and therefore just mitzvah that it's only a hechsher mitzvah. That if we're talking about the type of kibud aveim that's only a hechsher mitzvah, then that's why it's not doche on Shabbos Aveda, because it's only a hechsher mitzvah. So why does the Rambam have to come on to the fact that no, Shabbos Aveda is an essay and a los essay? Just say pashut that it's only a hechsher mitzvah, and therefore it's not doche on Shabbos Aveda. And let's say the Rambam learns the sugya like Rashi. The way Rashi learns the sugya, kibud aveim isn't doche because it's a los hasei sheyesh bo kares. Rashi learns hechsher mitzvah differently. Rashi says that the Brice is talking about a Surei Shabbos that have kares. It's not talking about Mechamer, it's talking about Shchotli Basheli. And you can say that this is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. You can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah otherwise. So this is the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah is to be over on the aveira, is to be mechal Shabbos. So if not for the Yeshev Shalosai Tishmaru, you would think that it can be doche. If you have a Yeshev Shalosai Tishmaru to tell you that it's not. But by Yibum, it's not a Hechsher Mitzvah. I mean, it's not the only way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, because you can also do Chalitza. So Rashi learns in the Sugya that Kibud Aveim isn't doche. Alos Hasei Sheish Bo Karis. It isn't doche Shabbos sheyesh bo karis. Now, that's mashma that only a los hasei sheyesh bo karis is not doche, but other los haseis it is doche. But that's not like the Rambam, because the Rambam says that when you're serving your father, when you're not serving your father, the Rambam says, one moment, that it's not even doche nesed rabbanon. So the Rambam doesn't shtim with Rashi, because Rashi says that it's not doche lav sheish bo karis, and the Rambam says that it's not doche nesed rabbanon. So then what are you going to answer? You're going to answer that there's a difference, because the Rambam is talking about when it's Eino L'Tzarcho. When does the Rambam say that you shouldn't listen to your father if he tells you to be over in Nisdar Rabbanan? When it's not L'Tzarcho. When it's L'Tzarcho, you can. When it's for your father's needs, you can be over in Nisdar Rabbanan. Okay, so if that's the way you're going to be learning the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, that it's talking about when it's not Litzarcho, then you have the kasha that we dealt with before. If it's a mitzvah to listen to your father, then why isn't it, even if it's not Litzarcho, and we know that it is, because the Rambam only says not to listen to him if it's an Nisdar Rabbanan, but otherwise you should listen to him. So if it's a mitzvah to listen to him, then why shouldn't you listen to him if it's only an Nisdar Rabbanan? We said before that the Rambam says in Zeilav Aveda that you only don't listen to him if it's an Essay and a Los Essay. But if it's just a Los Essay, if it's just an Isser, then you should listen to him. So it comes out then that the Rambam isn't going to work with Rashi or Tosfos. So we're really stuck in understanding the Rambam, how the Rambam is going to be learning the Sugya. So Mirtz Hashem Darkeinu, we have a long road to go to understanding this Rambam, and of ultimately understanding the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Gimel Tes. So I hope that Hashem gives us the koach and the moach and the Simchas Chaim to be able to continue this series. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.